I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. As we try to reduce the amount of waste that goes to landfills, laws now mandate the recycling of plastics, paper, and yard products such as leaves and grass clippings. Composting is one of the best ways to reuse grass clippings and leaves to benefit our plants. But we should also be composting food scraps from the kitchen as well. Composting food scraps is easy and just requires the right method and a commitment. An easy way to compost all food scraps, except bones, meats, fatty foods, and fish, is to have a compost bucket on your counter to toss in food scraps as you cook. Every few days, empty the bucket into a compost bin in your yard. Plastic compost bins are fine, but to make compost quickly, use composting barrels or tumblers. Here's a tip on composting food scraps. Good compost is made from a mix of high carbon and nitrogen materials, air, and moisture. Most of the food waste we create in our kitchens is high in moisture and nitrogen. While it breaks down quickly, it also can be smelly and fly-ridden. To avoid these problems, add a layer of high-carbon materials such as sawdust, coir, peat moss, shredded leaves, or shredded newspaper every time you add food scraps. These materials will absorb excess moisture and balance all the nitrogen in those scraps. Once your box or barrel is filled with these layers, mix them together and let it sit all winter. Start filling another composter with food scraps to use throughout the winter. By next summer, your first batch should be ready. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about succulents. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.